Blog Talk Radio.
Hang on. Wait a minute, let me just come back to it.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome
to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, those who are listening via cell phone. Thank you for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. It's a great day here in the A. Here in Atlanta, and as far as weather goes, it's nice and sunny, a little bit breezy, but overall, I'll take it as a great day, okay? And the man upstairs woke me up this morning and woke up my family this morning, so I'm grateful for that, okay? And I'm glad that he also woke you guys up this morning to listen to the show. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and respond or give your opinion or whatever on today's episode. It's going to be a good one. Today's show, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And you make sure you tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks guys for tuning in, and I'm going to take a brief intermission here, and I'll be right back in just a minute.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Oh, I was wondering if I could take you out. Invite you to my house. Here is my number.
Thank you guys for giving me a minute to. I had something important that I had to grab a hold of real quick, and but that's that. McCall's coming back, guys.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Last night I was wondering if I could take you out. Take you out.
Number, girl, you can call me,
and don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie. Okay. Oh, I love you.
Sorry, guys. Again, just was something pressing on my sheet that I had to take care of, and I think I've got it done, but who knows? Anyway, so today's episode, guys, is called "Have We Created a Race of Babies That Hate the Ladies?" Okay, have we created a race of babies that hate the ladies? And you know, the reason I wanted to do this show is because, of course, I'm pulling this from a song that Tupac did a long time ago before he died, and there was a line in one of his songs that said, you know, we've created a race of babies that hate the ladies. Now, I know that everyone that hate the ladies, but what I'm looking at is all of these rappers for a long time, and it seems to have fallen off a little bit now, but for a long time, all these rappers, all they could talk about was, you know, how bad the women are. They talk about them and call them all kind of bitches and whores and whatever else you could think of. Okay? Ladies now. And that whole thing marinating in the hip-hop community, where all the rappers, whether the white or black rappers, were coming up and throwing out this hate for the ladies. Okay? Now, when I was coming up, in the, you know, late 70s, we, you know, of course, these, some of these rappers were coming out, and it was, rap music was just starting to get traction, okay? And, but that wasn't their focus. Their focus was not on ladies. I mean, when they talked about ladies, it was respectful and in a loving way. But it seems like after that generation of rappers and started to retire and go away, and these younger rappers started to come in and make money, their videos and their songs or their raps were entangled with hatred for women. And I don't know if it was something that was in them or is something that just they wanted to use to sell records or sell songs, you know, or get publicity. But it seems that so many of them put out their art and they put it out there with the hate within it for the ladies. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you want to call in and comment on today's episode, you can. We're talking about, you know, we created a race of babies that hate the ladies. And now this race of babies, you know, have become 30 years old. And these guys, you know, but these guys have got some type of wish to, you know, get rid of the ladies, or they don't like the ladies. But think about this, guys. The only way you're going to survive is with the ladies. The only way the ladies are going to survive is with the men. So we have to, you know, be together, learn to live together, learn to love each other. There may be a young lady out there that you dealt with that, you know, you guys weren't on the same page, but, you know, you may have had some type of relationship where a baby was had during the relationship, and then now you don't want her, or you know, or you don't want to be responsible for the kid, but you know it's kind of too late for that, right? And she may be one that always on top of you about something, always in your ear about something, always has some type of drama. But that was, you know, that's the way that some women are. And because you didn't take the time and get to know her and how she was and, you know, her attitude, her personality and all this stuff about her, but you slept with her, and now you guys have a kid together, now you hate her. That's, you know, that's really not her fault. Okay? And I believe that a lot of the hate that these rappers and stuff have for women, the reason they call them bitches and whores and all this kind of stuff is stuff of that matter. You know, you had a kid by her. Now, you know, she's all over you about this and that, and you want to get rid of her in some kind of way. So you talk about it through your music. But that shouldn't be there. Okay? A lot of ladies that buy you guys music. by you guys art, listen to you guys music, and they are the ones who take care of you, believe it or not, because without the sales of your music, you wouldn't be where you are. You wouldn't have what you have, okay? So you have to take this element of the music out, okay? The bitches and the whores and always talking about women. You have to take that element out, okay? Figure something. You guys are creative. Figure something else to put in your music other than the hate for women. But that is a race. I say a race because I'm thinking about the rappers. So it's a race of rappers who hate the ladies. Okay? And all that does, guys, is spew hate to the younger generation that are also listening to the music. So they're quick to call a woman a bitch. They're quick to call a woman a whore. Okay? Because that's all they listen to. And the reason I wanted to say this is because, you know, a lot of the younger kids are listening and they're not understanding where a lot of this came from. So that's my deal, is to trying to educate the younger generation as to where this hate for ladies came from. You should not hate the ladies. Okay? That's, you know, ladies are a big part of what you're going to do in your future, a big part of what's going to happen to you for the rest of your life. Your mother is going to be a big part of what you do for the rest of your life. They talk about the hate for women and all this stuff. Calling a woman a bitch or a whore is the most degrading thing that you can do to a woman. You know, some guys beat their women, okay? And some women beat men, too. But some guys beat their women. And that's horrible. That's really bad. Now when you start calling them bitches and whores, so that's a form of mental battery on a woman, mental assault on a woman. That's just as bad as physically beating a woman. Mental abuse is just as worse, just as bad as physical abuse. So, in other words, all I'm saying is try to build the women up through your songs. Try to build the women up through your music and your videos. You know, you have these women on there with, you know, low-cut shorts and nothing on top except for something that's to cover their breasts. But other than that, all skin showing. Everything's popping out. You know, so then that way, the younger generation, that's how they look at women. So, I just would like for you guys to try to put that in perspective and try to use, you know, it. Use something that's gonna lift women up and not tear them down. I believe if you do that, you have a much better response. And then all you young guys out there, get to know the ladies. Get to know your young lady. If you're dating a young lady, you want to date a young lady or whatever, get to know her first. Take some time and get to know her. Talk. Get off the text and talk. Call the number instead of texting her back and forth. Call her. Listen to what she has to say. And she listen to what you have to say. Ask her questions about her family and her and her brothers or sisters, whatever. Talk. Get to know her. The element that's missing today from young relationships, they don't talk. They want to text all the time. Don't call me. Text me. Send me a text. See, we didn't have texts when we were growing up. You could only call on the telephone. You know, if you wanted to talk to someone, call them and talk to them. If you didn't want to call them, then you didn't call them. But we didn't have a way to text. And that's just the way things are. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And I have a couple of minutes left in the show. I appreciate you guys and for being patient with me today. Have some things I'm trying to take care of this morning. And it seemed, you know, it ran right into my show. But join the show tomorrow where we're going to start something new tomorrow. We're going to call Tuesdays Transition Tuesday. Okay, we're going to have Transition Tuesday. And what I mean by transition is going from one thing to the next. Okay, and tomorrow we're going to talk about the transition of cassette tapes to CDs. Okay, cassette tapes to CDs, the transition from a cassette to a CD. All right, join the show tomorrow, Transition Tuesday, and it's going to be good. We're going to talk as much as we can. All right. Take care, guys. Love you, and have fun at work. Be the best you can be, and I'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count the days I'm gone, forget it, reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. That you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket the fun. I'm